Chapter 1. Every Wednesday was the same. Get up, take care of my immediate needs, and give the bathroom scale the finger. Every Wednesday, except for this one. At first, the tap-tap-tap sounded like nothing more than a tree branch dragging intimately along a window pane. One problem? There were no trees outside of my bedroom window. My eyes popped open and I listened, wondering if it would come again. Tap, 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 then a dull thump. No, there weren't any trees outside of my craftsman bungalow, but there were plenty of thick bushes. Perfect concealment for a would-be evildoer. And while Coral Gate was one of the safest neighborhoods in Miami, that didn't mean we didn't have our share of crime. My heart pounded and I looked over to my sleeping companion. Hey, wake up, you useless pain in the butt. Nothing. Why hadn't I brought Sasquatch into the bedroom? Nothing like a 90-pound dog of undetermined breed to scare off an intruder. She was scarier than my bunk buddy anyway. But Sasquatch was out in the living room, curled up on the new shag rug. Hey, I nudged the form on the pillow again, but he rolled over with a snore. Little beast slept like he'd done something more exhausting than stuff his gob and watch television all day. I could call out. My ex-husband, Luke Parker, was camped out on the living room sofa. He'd run in, probably with the dog, hot on his heels, and my mother, Celeste Drummond, was right down the hall. But what if it was only my overactive imagination? I'd been having panic attacks lately, and both Luke and Celeste had witnessed me coming unhinged over the last 6 weeks. Luke would understand. He was the most understanding guy on the face of the planet. Part of the reason we could still work and live together. But I had my pride, damn it. I was used to taking care of myself. Think, Jackie, I said out loud. Just because I'd had people try to kill me before didn't mean there really was a prowler in my shrubs. My shoulder bag was on the floor between the bed and the window. In it, I had a non-lethal arsenal. Taser, pepper spray, stun gun, as well as a mini mag light. My cell phone was charging on my nightstand. So I dialed 911 and then shined the light in the bushes. If there was a prowler, I'd dial the other one, spritz the creep, and scream my head off. As plans went, it was decidedly half-assed, but what more could I expect from my pre-coffee brain? Tap, tap, tap. That was the horror movie soundtrack if I'd ever heard it. I slunk out of bed, trying not to make noise as my feet hit the new bamboo flooring Luke had finished installing last week. My foot got tangled up in the strap of my shoulder bag and I stumbled, banging my shin on the nightstand. The phone charger was new and didn't want to release its intimate hold on my smartphone. I struggled and cussed until finally I was armed and ready. In the bed, my companion didn't so much as twitch. Jerk. I put the flashlight in my mouth and punched in the first two digits. I shook the pepper spray to make sure it was active, and then crept in my baby doll nightie over to the window. One problem? No free hand to flick the light switch to the on position. Was I a crime-fighting mastermind or what? I studied the phone and then the pepper spray. Something was going to have to get put down. After a minute's indecision, I settled on the phone and laid it gently on the freshly stained windowsill. The device was too wide and overbalanced, clattering to the floor. If there was a prowler out there, and he had night vision goggles, it was probably dying of laughter at my antics. Pissed off that I'd been so rudely awakened and had cracked yet another smartphone screen, I took the mini flashlight out of my mouth and flipped the switch. Eyes stared back at me. Human eyes. I gave a yell and stepped back, only to tangle my foot again in the strap of my shoulder bag. I dropped the canister of pepper spray to catch myself before I went down. My backside hit the bamboo, proving that it was indeed harder than hardwood. The floor, not my ass. The commotion woke the beast in the bed, who let out a startled chirp, then scrambled to the windowsill where the fiend's eyes were now lit with amusement as well as with his flashlight. Asshole.